I'm Jim Bertel. The United States has pulled out of the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty after the Russians refused to destroy their new missiles that NATO says violate the pact. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Russia is solely responsible for the treaty's demise. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
So it is very serious that we see the demise of the INF Treaty today, but I still believe it is possible to reach agreements with Russia on arms control, because in the long run it will also benefit them, it will benefit us all to avoid a new arms race.
U.S. President Donald Trump says he is hopeful a new agreement can be made to replace the historic Cold War pact. North Korea fired a fresh round of weapons into the sea off its east coast early Friday. U.S. officials say the weapons appeared to be a short-range ballistic missile that did not threaten North America. North Korea has test-fired at least six short-range weapons over the past 8 days, an apparent attempt to increase leverage over the United States ahead of possible nuclear talks. Japan has removed South Korea from a list of its preferred trading partners. This is a major escalation in a trade dispute rooted in historical tensions. On Friday, the cabinet of Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe approved plans to remove South Korea from the preferred trade status list. South Korea expressed deep regret over the decision and promised a resolute response. A strong earthquake struck off the coast of Indonesia's Java Island on Friday. It caused buildings to sway as far away as Jakarta. National authorities urged people in coastal areas to head to higher ground in case of a tsunami. There were no immediate reports of damage or injuries. This is VOA News. The U.S.-China trade war is intensifying after President Trump said he is imposing an additional 10% tariff on some Chinese products. This came one day after the two superpowers agreed to continue trade talks next month. AP's Matt Small reports retailers fear the president's proposed tariffs will be bad for business.
Analysts say the price of items including cell phones, backpacks, clothing, and electronics are set to jump for Americans if President Trump moves forward with his planned September 1st tariff hike.
That's AP's Matt Small reporting. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo criticized China for what he called decades of bad behavior that have stalled free trade.
For decades, China has taken advantage of trade, taken advantage of trade versus the United States of America, and taken advantage of trade versus countries in Asia and Southeast Asia. And it's time for that to stop.
Pompeo is in Bangkok for a gathering of ASEAN diplomats. The World Health Organization says a fourth case of Ebola in the eastern Congolese city of Goma is a worrisome development and complicates efforts to get the epidemic under control. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
So far, two people have died of Ebola in Goma, the capital of North Kivu province in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The first person, a pastor who became infected with the deadly virus in Butembo, an epicenter of the epidemic, died in mid-July. Earlier this week, a second person, a minor who traveled from Ituri province to Goma, died. The World Health Organization confirms the man's wife and his one-year-old daughter have tested positive for Ebola. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A town in northwest Britain has been evacuated over fears that a rain-damaged dam could collapse. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
British police ordered the evacuation of 6,500 residents of Whalley. The Derbyshire Police Force said residents of Whalley Bridge should leave their homes immediately because of the significant threat to life. It said a dam wall at the 19th century Toddbrook Reservoir above the town had been damaged by days of heavy rain. A heat wave last week has been followed by heavy rains in many parts of the UK, causing flash flooding that has inundated homes, roads and train lines across northern England. Zaria Shackley, London.
An international team of astronomers has discovered a new solar system with a planet that could be habitable. The new planet was discovered orbiting a red dwarf, a small cooling star, 31 light years away, relatively close in space terms. Signs of habitability in any planet include a rocky terrain, a size similar to Earth, and the right distance from their sun that allows the temperature for liquid water, a key requirement for life. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
This is Border Crossings, Radio's